Model Test 2. Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage. There is a lot of debate over the best way to measure the economic cost of smoking. Every study is based on different assumptions and uses different methods. For example, should you measure the cost of smoking by looking at the cost of treating major illnesses like lung cancer? Or should you measure the cost of less serious illnesses? Anyway, regardless of how you calculate them, the economic costs of smoking are insignificant when compared with the real price of smoking. The misery caused by the death of over 400,000 people each year. The second and third readings. You should begin writing now. There is a lot of debate over the best way There is a lot of debate over the best way to measure the economic cost of smoking. To measure the economic cost of smoking. Every study is based on different assumptions and uses different methods. Every study is based on different assumptions and uses different methods. For example, should you measure the cost of smoking? For example, should you measure the cost of smoking? By looking at the cost of treating major illnesses like lung cancer? by looking at the cost of treating major illnesses like lung cancer? Or should you measure the cost of less serious illnesses? Or should you measure the cost of less serious illnesses? Anyway, regardless of how you calculate them, the economic costs of smoking are insignificant. The economic costs of smoking are insignificant. When compared with the real price of smoking. When compared with the real price of smoking. The misery caused by the death of over 400,000 people each year. The misery caused by the death of over 400,000 people each year. The last reading. There is a lot of debate over the best way to measure the economic cost of smoking. Every study is based on different assumptions and uses different methods. For example, should you measure the cost of smoking by looking at the cost of treating major illnesses like lung cancer? Or should you measure the cost of less serious illnesses? Anyway, regardless of how you calculate them, the economic costs of smoking are insignificant when compared with the real price of smoking. The misery caused by the death of over 400,000 people each year. Now, you have 1 minute to check through your work. That is the end of part one, dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on answer sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure the words you fill in is or are both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
Education out of school. Morning, everyone. Today we are going to talk about education out of school. In 1907, a young German schoolmaster had an idea which changed this state of affairs. He decided to turn his little schoolhouse into a dormitory for the summer holidays. A few years later, the schoolhouse was far too small to hold the many young people who wanted to stay there. Consequently, a dormitory was set up in an old castle nearby. This was the first youth hostel. Today, young students and workers of every country can meet in the hostels and get to know each other. When young people arrive at a hostel, they have only to show their card of membership in a hostel organization in their own country. This card will permit them to use the facilities of the hostels all over the world for a minimum price. Often, at the evening meal, a group of boys and girls of different ages from various parts of the country or the world will happen to meet at the same hostel. One can learn a lot of things about other places just by meeting people who come from those places. Hence, a few weeks spent hosteling can be just as useful a part of one's education as classes in school. Since the end of World War II, hostels have been opened in Africa and Asia. In today's world, where so much depends on understanding between nations, hostels are extremely important. They are more than convenient places for young travelers to spend the night, because they also give people the opportunity to meet and learn about each other. Many groups of young people volunteer to serve at a work camp without pay during their summer holidays. There, they spend several weeks or months working 8 hours a day. In their free time, they see the country, meet the people, and have discussion about world problems and problems of the region where they are working. Such volunteer groups do not work only in the poor areas of Latin America, Africa, and Asia, but also in the rich countries of Europe and America. Even the most fortunate countries have large numbers of people who have not been able to find decent jobs or housing. When the volunteer workers come to help the community centers, organizing clubs and games for the children and young people, the formerly hopeless and discouraged members of the community see that all is not lost. Because of the work of volunteers, many small communities are learning that they can and should solve their problems themselves. The fact that someone is interested enough to come to such villages and help them often works wonders. The people of the community become interested in helping themselves. They become less discouraged when they realize that they themselves can help make a better future. Even after the volunteers have gone, the villagers often keep in touch with their new friends.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear 2 conversations. At the end of each conversation, 5 questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the 4 choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the questions. Now listen to the conversations. Conversation 1. Hello, Tom.
Hello. Feeling bright today, Kathy?
I am feeling quite bright and clever, yes.
That's good to hear, because we're talking about intelligence today. Or, to be more accurate, artificial intelligence. Kathy, you know who Professor Stephen Hawking is, right?
Well, of course. Yes, many people say that he's a genius. Very, very intelligent. Professor Hawking is one of the most famous scientists in the world. And people remember him for his brilliance, and also because he communicates using a synthetic voice generated by a computer.
Synthetic?
Yes. Synthetic means it's made from something non-natural. Artificial is similar in meaning. We use it when something is man-made to look or behave like something natural.
Well, Professor Hawking has said recently that efforts to create thinking machines are a threat to our existence. Can you imagine that?
Well, there's no denying that good things can come from the creation of artificial intelligence. Computers which can think for themselves might be able to find solutions to problems we haven't been able to solve. But technology is developing quickly, and maybe we should consider the consequences. Some of these very clever robots are already surpassing us.
Yes, maybe you can remember the headlines when a supercomputer defeated the world chess champion to everybody's astonishment. What was the computer called? Was it Red Menace?
No, it's Deep Blue. The 1997 match was actually the second one between Kasparov and Deep Blue, a supercomputer designed by the company IBM, and it was specialized in chess playing.
Well, I think I might challenge Deep Blue to a game. I'm a bit of a genius myself.
Very good. Many science fiction movies have explored the idea of bad computers who want to harm us. One example is 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yes, a good film. And another is The Terminator, a movie in which actor Arnold Schwarzenegger played a robot from the future. The robot looks exactly like a human. Have you watched that one?
Yes, I have. And the robot is not very friendly.
No, it's not. In many movies and books about robots, the robots end up rebelling against their creators.
If Stephen Hawking is worried, I think I might be too. How can we be sure that artificial intelligence understands what is right and what is wrong?
You are right.
This is the end of Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on Conversation 1.
Question 1. Which statement is true about Stephen Hawking?
Question 2. What does synthetic mean?
Question 3. What is the name of a supercomputer which has defeated a chess champion?
Question 4. Which role did Schwarzenegger play in The Terminator?
Question 5. What does Professor Hawking think of the intelligent thinking machines?
Conversation 2.
How much does extra reading time help? And what are other states doing to improve reading proficiency? For more about this, we're joined from Washington by Pat Barth. She is the director of the Center for Public Education. So, we always hear about this third grade threshold that is really important to try to get a kid up to grade level by third grade. Why?
Well, a lot of research suggests that third grade reading is a threshold year. What some studies say is that the likelihood of a third grader who is not reading on the grade level has a likelihood of dropping out that is 3 or 4 times greater than a child who is reading on grade level. So there is a lot at stake.
So in addition to the extra hour of the reading time, what are some other states doing? What are some different techniques to try to get kids up to speed?
Well, the importance of the third grade reading is so high that we have over 30 states that have some kind of policy to make sure children get the support they need to be on grade level. Some states require summer school. Some require after-hours instructions, whether after school or on Saturdays, for students who have difficulties. Some have at-home reading programs that they work with parents with.
So, increasing the time spent in reading during the day, does that work?
Well, I will give it a qualified yes. It works, but it does depend on how that time is used. So, if you just merely increase the time during the day and do nothing else, it doesn't work. I always like to caution people about, when you are talking about adding time to the school day of young children, little kids get tired. So, you need to make sure that they are also getting some break during the day, that they have snacks, and that they're engaged. When all those pieces are in place, we have seen that it does make a difference.
And what about the sort of cost investment? Obviously, it costs more money to, and would that money, say, be better spent hiring more teachers or used differently?
You're right to point out that it is very costly, because it does require extra staffing. It requires more time that buildings are open, transportation cost, and so forth. So adding time can be one of the most expensive investments that a state or district makes in their public schools. We don't have a single system. We have 50 state systems. Within that, we have 14,000 school districts. And so all of them and each of them can take different approaches to this, and they do. When they do that, as researchers, we can learn what is working the best. We can share that information and learn from each other.
All right, Pat. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. This is the end of Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on Conversation 2.
Question 6. Who is Pat Barth?
Question 7. Why is it important for kids to get to grade level by third grade?
Question 8. What have some states do to improve reading?
Question 9. Does it work to increase the time spent in reading?
Question 10. How many school districts are there in the United States?
This is the end of Part 2, Listening Comprehension.